Hello everyone, this is Miss Laleta Dorinda Williams, the author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hateland. I'm also the CEO of God Given University Apparel and God Given University Publishing, LLC. Well, Happy New Year. This week's Keep It Simple series episode is going all the way back to the beginning, Genesis. Eden, and I'm going to zero in specifically on Eve. Now, for those who are Bible believers, you kind of know where I'm going with this, but there's a twist to it. And for those who are not Bible believing Christians, you are very aware of the story about Adam and Eve, hopefully. If not, you're about to hear my spin on it. Well, for today's Keep It Simple series episode, I wanted to zero in on Eve because I just wanted to show everyone what I've learned and noticed and how easy life was really supposed to be for the woman. In the book of Genesis chapter 2, it talks about her later on in the chapter where she's presented to the man, and he was ecstatic because he was in search for a mate. The purpose of Eve was to actually be a companion. She didn't work. She didn't have any stress, worries, concerns. She was not concerned about Adam being abusive to her physically, emotionally, verbally, financially. He adored Eve. They had a commitment before they had companionship and before sex ever came into the picture. That was God's perfect blueprint for how a woman is supposed to be cared for in a marriage. She's presented to the man. She's exactly what the man had in mind. She was a companion to the man. She was not being abused or taken advantage of by the man. And the man only had eyes for her. And I know people will argue they were the only two on the planet. Granted, but at the same time, that is a staple for what God had in mind, that when you cross the path of the one who's been looking for you, it's like you are the only one in the world who matters. That is God's blueprint. She did not have to be concerned about how she'd be taken care of financially because Adam handled that, because he got his directives from God and he had his stuff in order. So ladies, if you're in a relationship that's severely stressing you out, I mean, how he talks to you verbally, how he treats you, how he interacts with you, his finances and stuff is just not in order. It's jacked up. He's looking at everybody but you. That is a classic sign that you're not his Eve. You're not a part of his life to the extent where he has laid aside childish, immature things to be solely committed to you. I have literally crossed the paths of men who were so into their spouse or soon-to-be spouse that regardless to how many runway models crossed his path, he still only had eyes for her. His intention, his thought, his mindset, his attention, his heart was wrapped up into her. Even if she wasn't present, you could clearly see and sense that his heart belong to her. That is what God has in mind. For this new year, 2021, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which just so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Don't settle. If he is not in the process of getting his stuff, his mind, will, and emotions in order and check, he's not ready. And I'm not saying everyone is perfect, but I've crossed the path of men who are not perfect, but yet they're totally committed wholeheartedly to that woman. And she may not necessarily be a runway model. Her body may not be just bam, bam, bam. She may not even have the what would be considered in the Black community good hair. She may not have a particular type of complexion, and she may have acne, but yet that guy is just smitten by her. He is just smitten because to her, she is all, to him, she is altogether lovely. That is what God wants. That is God's blueprint. And that is what God has, as long as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we acknowledge him in all of our ways. And in closing, Adam never body shamed Eve. He had no problem with her body. And I can guarantee you she may have been a thick chick. She may have been slim. She may have been tall, short, petite, super tall, curvy. We have no idea. But I can guarantee you he was pleased with what he saw. And because of that, she felt no need to feel self-conscious or uncomfortable about her body in the company of someone who sees her and saw her as altogether lovely. There was something about her aura that was very pleasing to him, and they both had the opportunity to be together, naked and unashamed. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the sound of every woman under the sound of my voice who may be listening to this podcast. May she be reminded that she too is altogether lovely, first in your eyes and eventually in the eyes of her beloved, should he cross her path. Only if she is following your leadings and promptings and obeying you. May she realize that you view her as more precious than rubies, diamonds, and gold. You created her, handcrafted her, not to be abused, misused, or taken advantage of, but to be loved, cherished, admired, protected, and preserved. May she have the wisdom to walk away from all ungodly unions that is contrary to your perfect plan and will for her life. May she exercise patience and zero in and hone in on what you've created her to do, where before you know it, she is presented with her spouse, the one that you prepared, you know who can best handle her and who is best suited for her. May she not be tempted to yield to anything that is unhealthy and ungodly to try to transform her body into something it was not created to be. But I thank you for giving her wisdom how to care for her temple and what to put into it so that she can be healthy and her best her in moderation. I ask this not only for my sisters in Christ, but my potential sisters in Christ, and me as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that concludes this New Year's Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. I am on Instagram as well as Facebook, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong, and God Giving University Publishing, LLC. My webpage is gupllc.wordpress.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because He cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real.